Welcome back to the Shadow Effect Breakthrough Program on Oprah.com. I'm Debbie Ford, and in last week's lesson, we looked at how the shadow affects our bodies, how we feel inside of them, how we care for them or not. It was great seeing all of your shadow foods on Facebook. I have some of the same ones myself. Everyone's list looks somewhat similar, maybe a little different brand of chips or cupcakes. But I know when we take the shame off our behaviors, when we can begin to see that there's many of us with the same habits, maybe the same bad behaviors, we can begin to heal and make better choices for ourselves. So I want you to know that I appreciate your honesty and your vulnerability. I would like to say that this week might be easier, but we are now diving into the area of our relationships. For some of you, you'll want to look and focus on your intimate relationship, a partner, a spouse, or maybe an ex. And for some of you, it may be broader for family and friends. In the process, I'm going to ask you to bring one relationship into your awareness so we can really see how your shadow is affecting your life. You might be surprised. As you allow yourself to embrace some of your shadows, you'll be excited to see that it will change your relationships, how you relate to the other people in your life, and even how they relate to you. There are many relationship stories in the Shadow Effect book. This would be a good time to reread them. When we're coming from love for our whole self, and forgiveness of our whole self, it's much easier to love and have compassion for those around us. To get started, just allow yourself to find a quiet place with paper and pen next to you so you can take some notes. Remember that in this process, your breath is the greatest tool to get out of your thinking mind and to get present to what is hidden in your inner world. You have all the answers that you need, so just allow them to float into your awareness. So take a deep breath and close your eyes and feel yourself floating down inside yourself to that safe place where you have access to all the wisdom you need. And bring your awareness to your relationships as they exist right now. Your relationships with friends, with family members, and other people that you have intimate, close relationships with. Bring your awareness to your relationship with your children, or with your spouse or partner. Allow yourself to see which ones are important to you, which ones may be difficult, which ones you might be trying to fix or deepen. Allow yourself to look at your relationships through the perspective of your shadow. Just take another slow, deep breath and notice how this part of your life feels. Is there something lacking in the area of your relationships? Is there something that you're critical of? Just breathe in and allow yourself to hear the judgments you have about you and relationships. And give yourself permission to see what you would like to change or shift. And now pick one relationship that you'd like to have a breakthrough in. Maybe you'd like to have a breakthrough in the way that you relate or behave with a particular person. Or maybe it's how you feel around someone. Just allow yourself to bring into your awareness one person that you'd love to have a breakthrough with. And imagine that you're viewing yourself inside this relationship. Do you feel seen, loved, cared for, or respected? Do you feel love, care, and respect for this person? In your next breath, really allow yourself to see how you feel in this relationship, how you show up in this relationship. Ask yourself if you give this relationship the time and attention that it deserves. And now in your next breath, what shadow feelings do you experience in this relationship? Are there feelings that leave you disempowered, empty, angry, or isolated? Become aware of them, allowing your breath to relax your body. And just see if you've ever felt these feelings before in any relationship. Allow yourself to see, are there any shadow behaviors that you have in this relationship? Meaning any behaviors that you might feel ashamed of or uncomfortable with. Just take a moment to float up and write down what you're seeing about yourself in this relationship. And then close your eyes. Taking another slow, deep breath, allowing yourself to connect to that place where you have all the answers that you need, bringing that relationship into your awareness, just acknowledging the effect that your shadow has had on this relationship. What effect might your shadow have had on this relationship? And now that you have this awareness around how the shadow shows up in and around your relationship, I want to ask you this question. If you were going to have a breakthrough this week in the way that you relate to yourself or this person, what action would you take? Just take a slow, deep breath. Allow yourself to see if you would be kinder, if you'd be more available, more connected, more present for this person. Or maybe the truth is you need to be kinder and more loving and more present for yourself so that you can heal this relationship, so that you can free yourself of the feelings or the behaviors that you have in the presence of this person. Just allow yourself to see one dramatic action that you could take. Maybe it's writing a letter. Maybe it's doing something for yourself or something for them. And then take another slow, deep breath and just float up, allowing things to come into your awareness that you could do this week to have a breakthrough, and maybe not just this relationship, but in other relationships. What actions could you take? What thoughts could you think? What compassion could you give yourself? Just take a moment to make some brief notes. And now take another slow, deep breath. I want you to allow a statement of love for you in relationship to come into your awareness. What statement of love could you have in your awareness to remind you that you are worthy of having deep and loving relationships, that you are worthy to be close to people, to be kind to people, and to have people be kind to you? Just allow a statement of love for you in relationship to come into your awareness. And repeat it to yourself 7 times. A statement that will nourish you, that will give you confidence. Just breathe it into every cell. And then when you're ready, just float up and write down that statement of love for you in relationship. Allow yourself to hear how many times you need to hear it this week and where you could put it so that you will remember it. So your homework for this week is to take your breakthrough action or actions to be kind to yourself. If you want to share something with me, you can do it on Oprah.com or the Shadow Effect Facebook page. And remember that we have many resources available to you on the shadoweffect.com. Thank you for joining me in this breakthrough journey, and I look forward to seeing you next week. This is Debbie signing off.